Zion Eor, Sunday the 26th of April, Rabbi David Hochhauser, the issues of going on to the Mokom HaMikdosh nowadays. Going on to the Mokom HaMikdosh
nowadays.
The Al-Aqsa Mosque and all that.
Good morning. I came across an interesting inyan, as was mentioned before. Is it mutter to go onto the Mokom HaMikdosh nowadays? Now there's two parts. There's the Har HaBayis, which is just after the Kotel, and there's the Mokom HaMikdosh itself. I would like to more concentrate the Mokom HaMikdosh. I know some people nowadays go onto the Har HaBayis, but what's most chomor is walking by the Mokom HaMikdosh. We all know that the Torah tells us there's a law in the Torah that one cannot go for Tumah Mes to the Mokom HaMikdosh. We presumably are all Tumah Mes. There's no Parah Adumah to take away our Tumah. So Pashtus, we have a problem. A Tumah Mes can't go to the Mokom HaMikdosh. And the Torah also tells us, if one goes to the Mokom HaMikdosh, that the punishment is Koris. Besides the Lav, there's also Koris as well. Interestingly, in this week's Parsha, it speaks about the two Se'irim that's brought on Yom Kippur. There's the Soil HaShem and the Soil HaZazel. The Soil HaShem, which is brought in the Beis HaMikdosh in Yom Kippur, the Posse tells us, V'chipir al HaKodesh mitumeis b'nei Yisrael. It's a kapara al HaKodesh. The Soil that's brought in the Beis HaMikdosh is a kapara al HaKodesh from the Tumas b'nei Yisrael. What is that referring to? So Rashi says, Al HaNichnosim LaMikdosh b'tumah. The Soil, the grace of soy which the Kohen Gadol brings in to the in the Beis HaMikdosh on Yom Kippur, is coming to be mechapa on anyone who has Tumas Mikdosh, who came into the Beis HaMikdosh while he is Tomei. My shaila today is, that's all very well in the times when there was a Beis HaMikdosh. Now that we do not have a Beis HaMikdosh, all these halachas of the lav and the koris, does this apply nowadays, even if there's no Beis HaMikdosh to walk, to go Batumah Mes to the Mokom HaMikdosh? There's a very famous story, which I'm sure a lot of you know. There was Sir Moses Montefiore. I checked up in this forum, it was in 1867. Some forum bring down 1877. He had a great desire to go and visit the Mokom HaMikdosh. He traveled many times to Eretz Yisrael, and he had a great cheshek towards Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to go to the Mokom HaMikdosh and see the Eben HaShisir. And one of the Gedolim at those times, which he was close to, he was called Reb Loza HaLevi, I'm not sure exactly who it was, he gave him a heter to go to the Mokom HaMikdosh. Nowadays, now that there's no Beis HaMikdosh, it's fine, you can go to the Mokom HaMikdosh. But Lemaisa, the Gedolim at that time, were up in arms, and a lot of them took on the Avada, even nowadays it's in Gantz and Osa to go to the Mokom HaMikdosh, but to Mesmes. And Ad Kedei Kach, the son of the Nesivas HaMishpat, Rabbi Lubumbaum, he wanted to put Sir Moses Montefiore into Cherim. And for Shesach, we all know Sir Moses Montefiore, he was a Shema Tevah Mitzvahs, and he had a lot of karate. He said it was a mistake. I got the head from Rabbi Lazar HaLevi, and he did tshuva, and the Cherim didn't take place. He was accepted back into Kalal Yisrael.
I heard that he did go, and he went in a sedan chair.
Oh. Yeah, so the way the story also goes is, I'm going to elaborate a bit later, when he actually went onto the Har HaBayis, taking on the heter from this Reb Loza HaLevi, he didn't want him to touch ground because he knew that there could be a shaila of this koris. So instead he told him to go into a carriage. They carried him up with a carriage onto the Mokom Har HaBayis in order to take on that maybe, instead of touching ground, at least he'll be in the air, he hasn't actually gone foot on ground onto the Mokom HaMikdosh. He was brought up with a carriage. He was actually carried. He became very close with the Arabs at those times, and they carried him on with the carriage onto the Mokom HaMikdosh, and he saw the Eben HaShisir. Well, I would like to talk, what was going on at that time? What was the Shiloh with it? Is Mutter with it? It's not Mutter. What does it exactly depend on? There is a Gemara in Shavuos. It's mentioned many times in Shas. There's a Shaila where the Kitsha L'Shaita, Kitsha L'Asad Lovei. Which means, Dovin and Shlema, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they were Mekadosh with the Beis HaMikdash with a certain Kedusha. The Shaila is, says the Gemara, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, does the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash still stay nowadays? Do we say Kidsha L'Shaita when it was Mekudosh at the time? Now that it's Chorav, is it Kidsha L'Osolovi? Does the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash apply nowadays? And the Gemara goes through many halachas. It's relevant to many halachas. The Gemara says, if you hold Kitcha L'Shaita, Kitcha L'Asalavoid, then one could be Makrif Kabonis nowadays, because there's still the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so we have problems with Tumah Meis, how we're going to get there. There's no Mizbeach. The Poskim speak about it. Exactly what does the Gemara mean that you can be Makrif Kabonis nowadays? There's other shailas that what happens if someone's Makdash a Korban? Can a Kodesh Kachim, can it leave the Azorah, Kachim Kalim? The Gemara has a Mavur that Kishla Shaita, Kishla Asalavah is Negeri Gabi Yushalayim. Maisa Sheini, there's other Nafkiminas whether we say Kishla Asalavah, the Gabi Sharit Yisrael, not only the Gabi the Mokim HaMikdash. We know that there's a halacha that one has to take Trumas HaMaisras from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. If we say that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael still remains nowadays, then Trumas HaMaisras should be Min HaTorah. So the Gemara has a gan to shayla whether kitchel l'shayta kitchel l'asalove or not. The Rambam brings down in halacha, and he says like this. He says something very interesting. He says, all halachas which is relevant to the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim, there we say kitchel l'shayta kitchel l'asalove. That means the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim is relevant nowadays. But the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, which is referring to the Truma and Maestros, that's not relevant nowadays, and we're only Mechuyev in Trumas and Maestros nowadays, only Midrabanan, not Min HaTorah. As I state in Rambam, even though in the Gemara, if one looks up the Gemara is Mashma, that it's a halacha across the board, Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, says the Rambam, no. I'm going to tell you that there's a difference between the Beis HaMikdash and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Why did the Rambam come to such a conclusion? So the Rishonim speak out because the steer is within the sugyas, but that's how the Rambam comes out. Says the Rambam, what is the difference between the Beis HaMikdash and the rest of Eretz Yisrael? B'loma ani omer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim shekedusha Rishonim kitcha l'asalavei. Why do I say that the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim is mekudash l'asalavei? Or b'kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael in shvias ha'maisras loy kitcha l'asalavei? What's the difference? Says the Rambam. He said this to the Rambam. Says the Rambam, "Lifisha kedushas hamikdash v'Yerushalayim mipnei Ashkina." The Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is kodesh because of the Shechina, the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Rambam, "The Shechina ina betela." The Shechina that came down v'shas the Beis HaMikdash hasn't gone away. The Shechina is not bottle. How do we know that? Because there's a pasuk. V'ra'ema v'ashimoyses mikdashchem. V'ashimoyses means that Chachamim say, even that Shemaimim, even though the Beis HaMikdash is desolate, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's still called Mikdashchem. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Avopisha Shemaimim B'Kedushasan Hein Eimdim. We learn out from this Pasuk, that even though the Beis HaMikdash is not around anymore, it's Shemaimim, it's desolate, nevertheless, the Shechina of the Ribbono Shel Olam is still present. Therefore, says the Rambam, when it comes to the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash, that still applies nowadays, even though the Gav Asharit Yisrael, which is not dependent on the Shechina of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's only Midrabana.
So actually, the tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash, they're not Mekudosh.
The Lashon of the Rambam is the Mikdash and Yerushalayim. When it comes to the Har HaBayis, the reason I'm speaking about more Tumas HaMikdash is because that everyone takes on that we're past just Tumas Mes. We know that someone who's Tumid, but Tumas Mes can't go on to the Makom HaMikdash. The Har HaBayis, the Issa is only a Balkeria Zov, so that's a whole shayla in the Poskim, what we take on nowadays. I mainly want to speak about the Makom HaMikdash. This is Shittas HaRambam. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, I don't know where the Rambam's coming from. If one looks in the Sugya is Mashma, that there's no difference between the rest of Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, says the Ravid, in as much as the rest of Eretz Yisrael, we say that it's not Kodesh La'Asalavoy, so too the Makom HaMikdash as well. And Mamela Paskins the Raivad, that there's no Kitcha L'Shaita, Kitcha L'Asalavei nowadays. Says the Raivad, he finishes off like this. He says, L'fichoch, therefore, according to what I hold, that there's no Kedusha nowadays, Hanichnas Atosham, if one enters the Makom HaMikdash nowadays, now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, ain't by Karis. There's no Karis. Says the Raivad, There's no chorus for someone who goes to the Makom HaMikdash nowadays. Even though we're B'tom HaMeis, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no problem. The whole chorus was only said once the Beis HaMikdash was around. We hold Loi Kitchel Asalave, there's no Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So one who goes into the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash nowadays, there's no chorus. As Ish Tetan Raivet. Now the Meiri brings down this Raivet and says that when the Raivet finishes off and says there's no chorus, means it's Mutter. It's Mutter nowadays to go into the Makom HaMikdash. So I saw brought down this Rebbe Elazar HaLevi that gave the heter to Sir Moses Montefiore to go into the Makom HaMikdash. It was because of this Raivet. He saw in this Raivet that nowadays there's no Kitchel HaSalavai, so it's in Gansa Mutter to go onto the Makom HaMikdash. Now, you're probably thinking, very nice is a Raivet, but the Rambam argues. The Rambam we mentioned before, that we do say Kitchel HaSalavai, and according to the Rambam, there is a curse. How can Rebbe Elazar HaLevi, who was a great Sagon, how can he take on like the Raivet? So what's interesting is, the Raivet also says before, that his psak is, Kach Nigla Misoid Hashem Lireel. Interesting last one. That it was like, he was mekabel with Ruach HaKodesh. So that's pshat, which is a very strong lashon. So because he uses such a lashon, Rebbe Elazar HaLevi felt that we can be samech on the Raivet. Lamaisa, the Gedolim in those days, the reason why they got upset mainly was because the Rambam argues, and most Rishonim, if one looks up, most Rishonim takes on Halacha Lamaisa nowadays, that we do say Kitchel HaSalavai, and therefore there is Koris, even though the Lashon of the Raivet is very strong, that it's Mutter, but it's still not Kedai to be Samech on the Raivet. After looking in the Indian, I would like to suggest that could be, even according to the Raivet, it's also to go into the Makom HaMikdash even nowadays. This is what I want to share with you, a chiddush that I came out from the sugya. The Tshuva Binyan Tzion, which is the Oruch Laner, he wrote a Tshuva Sefer called Binyan Tzion, he speaks about this Raivet and Rambam, and he says, the Lashon of the Raivet is very interesting. The Raivet finishes off and says, Lefichach, HaNichnas Atev, one enters nowadays, ain't by Koris. There's no Koris. Now, why doesn't the Raivet not speak out a lot stronger? It's mutter to go on the Mikdash. Why does the Raivet say there's no Koris? We know as well, besides the Koris, there's a lab as well. If one goes up Bamezid, there's Malkus. So the Lashon of the Raivet should be there's no Koris or Malkus, or he should say that it's mutter. Why does he only just pick on the Koris? Lamaisa, a lot of Achrin were also medayk that from the Raivet as well. Ad kidei kach. There are those who say that there was a bit of a mistake in the Lashon and the Iri, that the Meir never meant that it was in Gansa Mutter to go according to the Raivet. The Raivet is more mashma, that even though there's no Koris, but Avada, it's Osa to go nowadays onto the Makom HaMikdash. And if one looks and does a bit of research, that was also part of the Gedolim's problem with this Rebbe Elazar HaLevi's psak. That even in the Lashon Raivet, it's mashma, that even though there's no Koris, but it's still Osa to go onto the Makom HaMikdash. But the big question is why? If the Raivet says clearly that there's no Koris, so normally if there's no punishment, there's nothing. There's no Malkus either. How can we differentiate? How can we hold that there's no Koris, but there's Malkus? Mimonavshach. If there's no punishment, there's no Issa. If there's no Issa, then one is mutter to go on to the Makom HaMikdash. What does the Raivet mean to say that there's no Koris, but it's mashma, but a person of Adol be, it's also to go on to the Makom HaMikdash? Some Achrenim take on, that even though there's no Koris, he means it's only Osa Midrabanan. The Lashon is still not Mashma. The Lashon is Mashma, there's no Koris, but it's Osa Minatayr. What does the Raivet mean? So I'd like to suggest maybe to say like this. There's a Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says a very interesting shayla. What happens if someone became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash and he's hanging mid-air? The Lashon of the Gemara is, Tola ba'aveh. Someone became Tomei while he was suspended mid-air in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, I'm not sure exactly what was the story, how it happened. But as I say in Gemara, Tola ba'aveh, he was suspended mid-air and then he became Tomei. Says the Gemara is a shayla, does he get Koris or does he not get Koris? What's the shayla of the Gemara? So the Gemara's lashon is like this. I'aveh azor kazor. Do we say the aveh, the airspace of the azor has the same kedusha of the Azor itself, which is the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the person would get Koris, or maybe not. Maybe the Aveh of the Azor is not Kazor. Maybe that when we mention that someone who goes in B'tum HaMeis for Koris is only if he's touching ground on the Beis HaMikdash itself, or he touches the walls, but if he's suspended mid-air, he won't get Koris. The Gemara is a Shailah, the Gemara blind with the Teiku. The Gemara doesn't know, Teiku. Now, Tosfos there on the side goes to town. He asks two big questions. He says, what's going on? Of course the Avir of the Azor has the Kedusha of the Azor. What's my proof? We all know that the dam of the Karbonos are Nifsal B'Yotza. You can't take the dam after Shechita that you need to do Zrika with, take it out of the Azor of the Mokim HaMikdash. Frek Tosfos Kasha, what happens? You do Shechita, and then you go ahead and take the dam. Now, as soon as you take the dam from the animal, it's now in the airspace. So, and if you tell me that there's no Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Azor, so every dam after a carbon should be Nifsal B'Yotza. Azor Frek Tosfos, Bombadik HaKasha. So how can the Gemara have such a suffolk? Another question asks Tosfos, this is referring to last week's parasha, that loch is that Metzora, the Gemara is a shayla in Zvachim Daf Lamed Beis Mabeis, Bia B'Mixas, also interesting shayla, Bia B'Mixas Shma Bia or not. Bia B'Mixas means, if someone enters, not completely, that means someone is Tomei Mace, but he doesn't completely go into the Beis HaMikdash, he only goes in partially. The Gemara speaks about a Metzora, that the loch is that he also can't enter Beis HaMikdash, he has to stick in his foot, and his hand in order to be spritzed. So the Gemara is a Shaila, Bia B'Mixa, someone who's Tomo can't enter Beis HaMikdash, and he only goes in partially. Do we say Bia B'Mixa, Shma Bia, and therefore he'll still get Koris, even though he hasn't completely gone into the Beis HaMikdash, or not? Now, the story of the Metzora, where he's stuck in his hand, is in the air. He's not touching ground. The Metzora is out of the Beis HaMikdash. All he did was stuck in his hand or his foot. He's not touching ground. Nevertheless, the Gemara is clear mavur over there, that if you hold Bia B'Mixa Shma Bia, there's a problem. You'll be over the lab of coming to the Beis HaMikdash. So there again, how can the Gemara in Shavuos have a Shaila that someone is suspended mid-air, does the Avir of the Azor have the Kedusha of the Azor or not? Azor Frek Tosfos. Now because of these two questions, Tosfos changes the Girsa in the Gemara. But the problem is, if Tosfos had such a Girsa, probably some Rishonim also had it, if Avir Azor, Pesukei Azor, and if one looks in the Rambam, that's how the Rambam learns. The Rambam learns the Gemara I Avir Azor Kazor or not. Does the Avir of the Azor have the Kedusha or not? So the question is, if that's how the Rambam learned, we're back to square one. Tosfos asks these two big questions. What's the Shem the Gemara in Shavuos? Says the Stipler, and the Stipler says a murder de Kivah. Stipler says like this. He says that the problem of Son Tommy going into the Beis HaMikdash, there's two lavin. Normally, there's only one. Here we find that there's two lavin. One lav was mentioned in Parsha Sazria, last week's Parsha. We can still speak about it Sunday. One of Gedolim said that here in Chutzlar, it's Yom Tov Sheni Shlagolius. So we can really speak about we can speak about last week's Parsha. One of the lavin is in last week's Parsha, in Parsha Sazria, which is speaking about Yeledes. The Torah tells us, Vel HaMikdosh Lo Yisavoy. Someone is Tomei cannot enter the Beis HaMikdosh. That's one pasuk. There's another pasuk in Parshas Chukas that says, "V'lo yitamu es machane." One cannot be metama the machna of Klai. Well, there's three machnas. There's the machna Yisrael, machna Leviah, which is the Har Bais, the machna Shechinit, referring to all three. The Torah tells us, well, we're talking about tumas mes, which can't go into the Mokim HaMikdash. V'lo yitam es machane. It's two separate lavim. There's v'lo yitam es machane and there's v'lo yitam es machane. Says the Stipler, it's not two Yisroim saying the same thing. They're completely different. What's the difference? Says a statement like this. The El HaMikdash Lo Yisavoy, the Issa is, don't enter, let's translate the word, don't enter into the Mikdash. That means, don't enter into a place which has the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Issa of El HaMikdash Lo Yisavoy. The place is so holy, someone who's Batame has no reason to be there. The El HaMikdash Lo Yisavoy, you should not enter the Mokim HaMikdash. V'lo yitamu es machaneim goes further. Don't be metama the mikdash. Don't be poigim. That means don't desecrate the Beis HaMikdash. That means you're going against the Beis HaMikdash by being metama. Again, v'lo yitamu es machaneim, the issa is, just don't enter. It's too holy for you. That's v'lo yitamu es machaneim. V'lo yitamu es machaneim, there the issa is being metama the mikdash. You're making the Beis HaMikdash Tomei. Well, it doesn't actually become Tomei, but you're being poigim. You're desecrating the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Stipler, Geboitan Tosfos, he says like this. The Gemara in Shavuos is talking about where the person became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Not that he was Tommy before and then he came in. He was Tolababe, he was suspended midair, and then he became Tommy. While he was suspended midair, a sheriff came and touched him. He became Tommy B'tum Esmes. That was the story of the Gemara in Shavuos. Says the Steibler, beautiful. The El HaMikdash Lo Yisovai is only an Issa if one is Tommy before he comes into the Mikdash. Says the Torah, don't enter the Beis HaMikdash while you're Tommy. That's when the Mikdash Lo Yisovai. Don't enter the Beis HaMikdash if you were Tommy before. If one became Tommy in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no problem with El HaMikdash Lo Yisovai because he never entered B'Tommy. He only became Tommy in the Mikdash. The only Issa, the only lav that he'll be over, is only the other lav, V'lo Yitamas Machanein, that still you're Tommy. And you're being matama, you're desecrating the Beis HaMikdash. That you'll be over. V'lei tamis machane. Azeshke in Stipler. Continues the Stipler and he says like this. Of course the Aveir of the Azara has the Kedusha of the Azara. No shaila about it. As Taisa speaks out, the dam, when one lifts up mid-air, it's not nifsol b'yotze. Because Avada the Aveir has the Kedusha of the Azara. And Mamela says the Stipler, if one was Tommy before he entered the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're only entering the air space of the Beis HaMikdash, avad you're going to be over the lav of the El HaMikdash Leisovei. Because you entered somewhere which is kodesh. It's irrelevant whether it's the Mikdash itself or the air space. The Issa is coming into our kodesh taker platz. But if one became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, well there the Issa isn't so much because you're in a holy place being Tomei. The Issa is because you're desecrating the Beis HaMikdash. That could be, you could only be poigim, you can only desecrate the mikdash, only if one touches the mikdash itself. Air, even though it's got kedusha, but it's not something which you can be matama. Maybe matama is only if one touches the mikdash itself. The Mela says a slightly gewaldig. The Gemara in Shavuos, which is talking about where one is tamei only in the whilst he's in the Beis HaMikdash, where there the only lab is v'loi tamas machaneim, there give the Gemara as a shaila to be matama the mikdash. Maybe you have to touch the mikdash itself. It won't be enough just to be suspended midday. But all other Gemaras, which is referring to that he was Tomei before he came into the Beis HaMikdash, where there you'll have the lav of the mikdash leisova, you entered while you're Tomei, that is no difference whether you're touching the mikdash or whether you're coming into the airspace, because there the issa is more, you've entered somewhere which is holy. Just to say, elaborate on this point, now that the step is brought out that there's a difference between the two, there's a Marcheshes, which was also one of the Gedolim before the Second World War. He says exactly the same as the Stipler. And with that, he wants to answer a big kasha of Tosfos in Zevachim, that the Gemara there speaks out the Me'il, when it becomes Tomei, the halacha is not only can a person who's Tomei enter the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring in something Tomei as well. An object which is Tomei. What happens if the Me'il became Tomei? And the story was, the dam of the Chatos was spritzed onto the Me'il, so it has to be brought back into the Mikdash in order to be washed off. And the Gemara says, we have a problem over here, because we know that one can't bring something, a Tomei, a beggar, into the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, that what you have to do is like this, you take the Me'il, and you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash less than 3x3, because we all know that less than 3x3 has not got a Shia beggar, and with that, it's bring it less than 3x3, wash it off, take it back out, bring in again less 3x3, and with that, you get off the dam that's on the Me'il. Tosfos asks the following question. What's it going to help you to bring in less than 3x3? We mentioned before, Tosfos says that bia b'miksa shma bia, that even though the whole person doesn't go in, only part of the person, there's still an issa if it's Tomei. So this says Tosfos, the same halach should also apply to our object, which is Tomei, even though you only bring it in partially, there should also be a halacha that it should be a problem. Says the Marcheshes, according to this stipler, beautiful. He says like this. Bia b'miksa shma bia, that means if one only comes in partially, it's only because of the lav in the Torah of El HaMikdash Lo Yisovai. That means, don't enter, so then it's a shaila. Entering partially is as if you've completely entered. Says the Marcheshes, this is taking the stipler one stage further, El HaMikdash Lo Yisovai is only said about a person. Lo Yisovei, you should not go in. The halacha that you can't bring something which is Tomei is only at the lav of Olei Tamas Machanehem. Which that is said not only to a person, that's said also to everything else that's Tomei as well. Says the Macheshes, Mamela, nothing's a problem. The Me'il, which is said only Olei Tamas Machanehem, desecrating the Mikdash, that's only a problem if you're completely in the Mikdash. There's no shalabir, but mixer shmabir. The whole shaila is only by the mitzvah savai, and that's only said by people and not by begodim. I just wanted to add on that nakuda, just to bring out very clearly that we're discussing two separate lavim. There's one lavim in mitzvah savai, and there's another lavim in tamas machane.
If you're already in the Mikdash and you became Tomei, how can it be your fault?
Oh, very good. Brilliant question. The Gemara there speaks out, very good. The Gemara speaks out that you would only get Koris if you wait Kashiyesh Tachavo, which is Aloch Lameshem Sinai. If one waits the amount of time that you can bow down in the Beis HaMikdash towards Hashem, only then would you get Koris. Good. That means it's true. If one would become Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash and he runs out, then Avada there'll be no Koris. We're talking about in a case where he stayed suspended mid-air, waiting, and then the Gemara has a shayla. He waited enough time in order for the person to get Koris. Brilliant. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mention that before. According to this, which we mentioned, that there's two Isurim of entering the Beis HaMikdash, I'd like maybe to come back to the Ravid, which we mentioned earlier, and explain like this. If one looks in the Gemara in Makkos, Daf Yudalev Amud Beis, when the Gemara speaks out that there's Koris, if one enters the Mokim HaMikdash, we know that when there's Koris, you need an Azhara. You need a Lav. There's no such thing that Hashem just gives a punishment without there being a warning, which is the Malkus. We have here in front of us two warnings. B'lei Tamres Machaneh and B'lei HaMikdash Le'Sovay. Which one is the warning for the Koris? Interestingly enough, if one looks in Makkos Daf Yudalev Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Azhara for the Koris is V'lei Tamres Machaneh. The Gemara does not bring B'lei HaMikdash Le'Sovay. The Azhara is V'lei Tamres Machaneh, which goes beautiful, because as we mentioned before, B'lei HaMikdash Le'Sovay is just entering a holy place. V'lei Tamu means don't desecrate the Beis HaMikdash, don't be matam in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the lashon of the pasuk by the Koris? It's Mishkan Hashem Timei. Timei is also lashon of being matam in the Mikdash, desecrating the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara that the V'lei Tamu Es Machaneh, that goes together with Es Mishkan Hashem Timei V'nichrasa, that one gets Koris. But the Gemara doesn't mention B'lei HaMikdash Le'Sovay. I'd like to suggest maybe to explain the Ravid like this. It's true the Ravid says that nowadays there's no Kitchel Asalavay. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash Leida, and therefore there's no Kedush of the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Ravid, if one enters the Mokim HaMikdash nowadays, there's no Koris. But our question originally was, it's Mashma from the Ravid, but there would be a Malkus. And on that we asked, how can there be a Malkus? If there's no Koris, there's no Malkus. It always goes together. Every punishment has Koris, there's no Koris and Malkus. According to what we've mentioned earlier, I'd like to suggest that there's two lavim. There's one V'lei Tamas Machaneh, and one is V'lei HaMikdash Le'Sovay. It's true that there's no Koris. And it's true maybe that together with the Koris, there's no V'lei Tamas Machaneh. But as we mentioned before, V'lei Tamas Machaneh, what's the Issa? To desecrate the Mikdash itself. Held the Ravid, if the Beis HaMikdash is no longer with us, then there's going to be no Issa V'lei Tamas Machaneh, it's a Mishkan Hashem Timei. Because that's all to do with the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Shaila of the Gemara. Do we look at the ground as having the same Kedush of the Beis HaMikdash or not? Says the Ravid, no. We hold it's not Kitchel HaSalavay. So when it comes to a Shaila of desecrating the Mikdash, there's no Beis HaMikdash, and one would not get any Koris. But the Lav of V'lei HaMikdash Le'Sovay, which we mentioned earlier, it's an Issa of entering a place which is Halig, which will include the Avir as well, entering a place which is Halig. That I would like to suggest, there's no mention in the Ravid he argues with the Rambam. Don't forget, the Rambam finishes off, and he says, Shechina Eina Betela. The Shechina of the Ribbono Shel'Olam is still present. So it might be true to say we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but there still is the Shechina nowadays. Mamele could be held the Ravid. The fact that we have the presence of the Shechina of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, he's still entering in a holy place. So therefore, there will still be a Lav of V'lei HaMikdash Le'Sovay, and one will still get Malkus nowadays. According to this, which I'm saying now, it's only suggesting, perhaps, it's my own chiddush to explain the Ravid. According to this, it will come out, as we mentioned, that V'lei HaMikdash Le'Sovay, it's got no difference whether you're touching ground or you're in the airspace. As they say in the Gemara, V'lei HaMikdash Le'Sovay, even if one is in the airspace, you'll still be over the lava of V'lei HaMikdash Le'Sovay. So coming back to that story, as we mentioned earlier, from Sir Moses Montefiore, even though He entered in the airspace because he was in some sort of carriage. He didn't want to step ground on the Mikdash itself. But if we're dealing with the lab of Elamit HaShleisavei L'Chayr, there should be no difference. And therefore, it should be Asa nowadays as well. Whether you're entering on foot or even in the airspace. Don't forget, I'm talking about the Makom HaMikdash, not necessarily the Har Bayis. Just to finish off, one more minute. This is all talking about, I've got a Shaila. This is all talking about the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash. When I discuss the airspace, is the airspace only to where the structure of the Beis HaMikdash is, or even way higher as well? I saw the Abiya Omer from Rabbi Vadi Yosef. It's unbelievable when he writes his trivas, how many Maamar Kremis he brings. He wrote this triva in 1967, when they took over Yerushalayim. There was a whole shayla, can one go into the Makom HaMikdash with a helicopter? A masok, a helicopter. And he brings down this whole shayla. But he finishes off and he says, a helicopter is way above the Beis HaMikdash itself. So maybe the Aveir, even though we spoke out earlier, that the Aveir does have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, and one may be over the lav of an Amidash Leisavai, but what about that airspace which is way higher than the Beis HaMikdash? And that we can't go into now, but there's a beautiful Raivan in Tomid, which speaks out that if the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, if the Aveir is Kaddish, the Kedusha goes ad rum harukiya. As there's a lesson from the Raivad, the Abiya Omer brings it down. So Ebazoi, coming out from all what we've mentioned, according to the Rambam, there's definitely Kharis, and according to the Raivad, according to this Chiddush, even though there's no Kharis, but one may be a love in the Torah.